Blog Talk Radio.
You are practicing the doctrine.
Okay.
Let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God.
Amen. 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 Praise God on the night. We thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Amen. Worldwide and uncensored. We thank God for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. For those of you watching us live on Facebook, praise God. We invite you to call in and give your testimony or your prayer request live on the line on tonight. The phone lines are open. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It is a blessing to be on the line tonight. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you for being in the midst on tonight, in the middle. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done and not ours on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that deliverance will be given on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that answers will be given on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy, hallelujah, will have no room in here on tonight. Hallelujah. No place will be given to the devil on tonight. For we bind him and we rebuke him in your son Jesus' name. We command him to flee right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. We are worldwide and we are uncensored. And we thank God for each and every person who has called in and tuned in. I am once again Elder Andre Prevost. It is a blessing to be your host on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to go, amen. Praise God and get, hallelujah, into a little bit of word, you know, the sermon before the sermon. Praise God. Psalms 100 is going to be our opening scripture on tonight. Amen. Coming out of the King James Version. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to even expound on the rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. The writer is telling us the attitude we are supposed to have when we serve the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The attitude we're supposed to have when we serve the Lord. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. There's a lot of people out there serving God. A lot of people went to church this morning. Amen. They got into the choir stand. They served on the deacon board. They served on the usher board. Praise God on tonight. They even served in the pulpit. Hallelujah. Amen. But did they serve the Lord with gladness? If you're one of those people on today, I want to ask you, hallelujah, when you went and did your service to God on today, hallelujah, when you did what you do, hallelujah, every Sunday, were you happy about doing it? Praise God. Well, were you an usher that were complaining that your feet hurt and you were tired of, amen, telling people to get off their phones and trying to find somewhere picky for this person to sit? Hallelujah. Were you that person in the choir, hallelujah, that was angry, amen, because you didn't get your solo, amen, like you should have got your solo? Are you that pastor, hallelujah, amen, that had to preach a sermon that you really didn't, you wasn't even feeling it yourself, you wasn't even glad to do it this morning? Or more so over when the church doors were closed and you went out among the people after church. Hallelujah. Were you happy? Were you glad to serve the Lord? Then were you glad, amen, to walk in righteousness? Were you glad, hallelujah, to walk upright? Hallelujah. Were you glad to proclaim the name of Jesus? Praise God. Were you glad about it today? Amen. Will you be glad about it tomorrow when you go to work on your job and you have to deal, hallelujah, with goblins, demons, hallelujah. Praise God. Will you be happy about it, amen, when your spouse, amen, ain't acting the way you want them to act, or your children not doing what you think they ought to be doing? Will you be happy about it then? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all tonight. See, the problem is, the issue is, amen, we want to just get credit for serving God. But the writer is telling us we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Whatever we are doing for God, we are to be happy about doing it for God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And like I said, we're not just talking about working, hallelujah, in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about when you're outside of the church. What are you doing when you're outside of the church? Are you serving God with gladness then? Are you serving God, amen, when you're doing that holy thing, amen, representing God? Everybody know who you are, who you proclaim to be, but you're not serving the Lord with gladness. Some of us, amen, not glad to turn from our wicked way. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us not glad to be role models. Praise God on today. Some of us not glad about it. Some of us are serving the Lord. We doing what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're being obedient to God. Amen. But God say, what about your attitude? Do you have an attitude of gladness about it on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you not to know, amen, God is just like you. You don't want no cold kiss either. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't want nobody to serve you that don't, they serving you with gladness. I don't want to eat your cooking and you're not glad about cooking it for me. You might poison me, put something in it. I don't know what you'll do. Hallelujah. So I'm checking your attitude. Praise God. When you go to the restaurant, you're checking the attitude of your waiter. Hallelujah. You're checking the attitude of your bartender. You're checking the attitude because you want somebody that's glad to serve you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So are you glad, amen, to serve the Lord on today? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Praise God. As we get ready to go to the phone lines, amen, we're going to open up the phone lines at this time. And if anybody out there has a testimony or prayer request, we ask that you feel free, amen, to give your testimony or prayer request at this time. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we just thank God for everybody who's on the line, everybody who is tuned in out there on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out there on Instagram, we thank God for you as well. Praise God on today. Amen. Before we get into the word of God, let's go back to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we want to thank you, Lord, for everybody who has tuned in, everybody who is listening in at this moment, everybody who is under the sound of my voice, Lord. We want to come together right now and tell you thank you. Thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us throughout our lives, Lord. Even the blessings we don't recognize as blessings, Lord, we thank you for it. For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now because we love you. We thank you right now because we are called according to your purpose, Lord. Not according to our purpose, but your purpose. Not according to our will, Lord, but your will. Touch that person online tonight, hallelujah, that needs a blessing. Touch that person tonight that's looking for a miracle. Touch that person tonight, hallelujah, that's looking for a healing. Touch that person tonight that's looking for an answer. Hallelujah, Lord. Only you can give the answer. Oh, praise God. So we come to you right now as humbly as we know how, opening up our hearts, our minds, and our souls to you, Lord. And we're telling you, Lord, to give us the answer, hallelujah, to the question we've been asking you. Hallelujah. And we believe, Lord, that you will give us that answer on today. And we thank you in advance. We praise you, hallelujah, in advance. And we thank you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
And Lord. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go, amen, to the book of Luke on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a little bit about Luke before we get into the Word of God. I want the Bible says, hallelujah, that my people perish, amen, for the lack of knowledge. Now, in common religious practices, a lot of us believe and have come to believe the idea that Mark and Luke were two of the original 12 disciples that walked with Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, the reason why I like teaching out of Luke in particular, praise God, is because I found out that not only was Luke a doctor, praise God, but Luke was not one of the original 12 disciples, hallelujah, that walked with Jesus. Luke, in fact, was a doctor, amen, that heard about Jesus, amen, after his death, burial, and resurrection, and did his research about Jesus before writing the book of Luke. Praise God, hallelujah. So the reason I like Luke is because Luke didn't write down anything that he could not prove in some way, shape, form, or fashion, because that's how doctors are. That's how scientists are. They're meticulous about facts. Hallelujah. The facts got to line up. Amen. Praise God. So amen. Luke, when he began to write, amen, he wrote, hallelujah, what he knew to be true, what he knew that was proven to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's very important to know, that nothing he wrote, amen, could not be disproved to him. Hallelujah. And some of us, amen, that are in the gospel, praise God, in ministry, have encountered those scientific people, amen, that can argue you down about how the world was made. It was a big bang. It wasn't in 7 days. It took millions of years. They can argue you down, amen, about what we believe to be true about the creation of the world and about, amen, is there a God, is there not a God. They can argue you down about it. But here's a man, Luke, hallelujah, amen, who did his research and came to find, amen, that Jesus was real. He came to believe it in his heart that Jesus is real, so much that he did his research enough to write the book of Luke, and not only the book of Luke, amen, he also, amen, wrote the book of Acts. Praise God. At one time, the book of Acts and the book of Luke were actually one combined book. Hallelujah. Amen. But they, for some reason, the Sanhedrin, they separated for whatever reason they did it to make it two books. Amen. But I say all that to say whatever in the book of Luke and the book of Acts was something Luke had to prove to himself actually occurred before he wrote it down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to go to Luke chapter 17. Amen. We're going to talk about forgiveness on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Luke chapter 17. Praise God. I'm starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. He says, then he said unto his disciples, it is impossible that the offenses will come, but woe unto him whom they come. Praise God. It's impossible but that offenses will come. It's impossible but that offenses will come. In other words, offenses don't come. It ain't no way you're going to get around it. If you think you're going to get around it, that's impossible. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the thing about it, you got to look at who he's talking to. It says, then he said unto the disciples. Praise God. This is important for those of us that are following God, because some of us have been led the false belief that once we come to God, amen, that all our troubles will be no more, that all our troubles will fade away, hallelujah, all our problems will go away, all our pain will go away, hallelujah, straightway everything's going to straighten out, hallelujah, once we start walking with God. Now, here are 12 men who are walking with Jesus. They are walking with the Son of God. They are walking who we believe to be God incarnate into the flesh. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is all about our mindset. If you're not expecting nothing, amen, if you think everything's going to be peaches and cream, and you're in trouble, amen, you end up losing your mind. And you think it's going to be one way, and it ends up the other way. That's how a lot of marriages don't survive, because you expected it to be like the honeymoon. Praise God, and then real life set in, amen, praise God, and real things began to occur, amen, and you wasn't ready for it, praise God, hallelujah, and therefore, amen, when everything hit the fan, everything fell apart, and it wasn't no way to put it back together because you wasn't expecting no trouble. Praise God, hallelujah, but I want you to know today, when Jesus came to the water, hallelujah, and was baptized by John the Baptist, the Bible says, amen, immediately that he was led by the Spirit, hallelujah, to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to know it's going to be a honeymoon period, amen, where everything's real nice. But you notice with any marriage, the honeymoon don't last that long. Hallelujah. It lasts a couple of days, a week at the most, and then you're right back into real life, real reality. The vacation's over. Praise God, but it's impossible for you to get away from it, and it's even more impossible for you to believe. Hallelujah. How could all these problems occur? And I'm walking with God. Hallelujah. How could all these tails spring up when I know, hallelujah, I planted good seed? Hallelujah. How could all this be happening? Praise God, when I'm walking with God. Amen. But Jesus said, you think it's impossible, amen, to get away from it, but you ain't going to get away from it. Offenses will come. But it says, but woe unto him through whom they come. Praise God. Sometimes we look at this a one way, but this is a two-way street. We can look at it like the person that's offended me, oh, something bad going to happen to them. But see, what normally happens is we don't let God do his job. God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. God made a promise. He said, touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah, praise God. God is the ultimate big brother, the ultimate bodyguard. Amen, the ultimate hitter. Hallelujah, praise God. You don't need to take nothing upon yourself to do. Amen. God says, I'm in control of everything. If you allow me to discipline somebody, amen, I can do it way better than you can, because you really don't know what you're doing. Praise God, hallelujah. And what you have done when you take the matters into your own hands is you have now planting a seed of offense in the other person. Because in other words, they offended you, so you offended them back. They stepped on your toe, so you stepped on their toe. They cheated on you, so you cheated on them. They lied to you, so you lied to them. They robbed you. They stole from you, so you stole from them. Hallelujah. You planted a seed of offense. Now the woe is back at you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woe. Hallelujah to them whom they come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, many of us have allowed offense to come through us in the form of vengeance, in the form of wrath, in the form of revenge. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had our friends there to talk us into it. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says there's a way that seems right to man. Hallelujah. That's wrong to God. There's a lot of stuff we do that we feel like it's right. If you slap me, it's right for me to slap you back. That's how I feel. I know y'all real saved. Y'all may not feel that way, but that's how I really feel. I really feel in my flesh that if you hit me, it's not wrong for me to hit you back. Hallelujah, praise God, because why? I was raised that don't pass a nigga if you ain't ready to take one. Hallelujah. I was raised that if somebody hits you, you better hit them back. In my flesh, it is completely right and acceptable for me to take vengeance on you, for me to have revenge on you. Hallelujah. In marriage, it's okay, amen, if he cheated on you, for you to cheat on him. They're going to tell you, girl, he's been doing it all this time. You might as well have your fun, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to tell you, she's been out there doing whatever she's doing. Hallelujah. I got some numbers for you, player. We need to go and get out there. And I'm talking about the church folks now. Hallelujah. We need to go and get out there and do what it do. Hallelujah. Let them know the Mac is back, the player's back on the scene. Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you doing? You are now handing off the offense. Hallelujah. Now you carrying the ball of offense. Hallelujah. Now you've allowed offense to come through you, and Jesus is saying, woe to you, hallelujah, to whom the offense has come. And verse 2, he says, it were better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and he cast into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. Praise God, one of these little ones. You know the people that look grown. Hallelujah. They look like they're your age. They might even be older than you. Hallelujah. But in their spirit, they are children. In their spirit, they are immature. Hallelujah. In their spirit, they're not grown yet. So they may look like a grown person, but on the inside, they're a little child. And what you're doing, it looks like you're going back and forth with a grown person. It looks like you're going back and forth with an adult. Hallelujah. But what you're doing is you're going back and forth with a child. Now think about it. You wouldn't go, amen, to the elementary school and go back and forth, amen, with a third grader. I ain't got time for this. I'm a grown man. I ain't finna argue with no child. Hallelujah. But guess what? The grown people that we are arguing with are children in the eyes of in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. That the spirit is mature. Some of them minds ain't mature. Hallelujah. Some of us are not mature in the flesh or the spirit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Amen. Some of us just immature all the way around. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because guess what? Even though they look grown, even though they might even be a couple of years or maybe even 20 years older than you, they are children in the spirit learning from you. Much like a child, amen, is learning from the adults and the older people and the older children that are around them. That baby is looking at them and mirroring everything that they are doing, learning from what they see around them. And these people that we, amen, cuss out, go out on, praise God, amen, these are children, amen. Some of us married some children. Hallelujah, amen. They grown in this area, but they children in that area. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. All of us are children in certain areas of our lives, amen. I believe it was Paul that said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought I was a child, I acted like a child, but when I became a grown man, I put away childish things, amen. Some of us are tempted to put away our childish things, and we ain't even grew up yet. Giving us the illusion, giving people the illusion that we are grown because we have put the childish things away. Hallelujah, but we didn't wait till we were grown before we put them away. Hallelujah. So it's real easy for us to pick them right back up because we, hallelujah, amen, never matured enough to get away from it and stay away from it. Praise God. So when we get offended by these children, hallelujah, amen, and we go off on them, amen, praise God, we offend the little ones. We cause the little ones to go astray. And Jesus said, when we cause the little ones to go astray, it'd be better for you to drown in the middle of the ocean with a rock tied around your neck. That's a mafia style death right there. He said, we get the mafia to catch up with you. Hallelujah. And if you leave one of these little ones astray. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in verse 3, he says, take heed to yourselves. Hallelujah. One translation says, watch yourself. Hallelujah. See, the problem is with us church folks, amen, we're so busy watching other people and judging other people. Hallelujah. And trying to correct other people. Amen. Praise God. But God says, don't worry about other people. Don't worry about yourself. Praise God. That's something they say out there in the world. Don't worry about me. You need to worry about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And many times Jesus said, you know, the worldly people a little bit, they use their head a little bit more than we do. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we worry about everybody else except worrying about ourselves. We're so busy worrying about their sins. Hallelujah. We haven't taken care of our sins. We're so busy worrying about the speck of dirt in their eye, we ain't removed a 2x4 out of our eye. Praise God. He said, take heed to yourself. Watch yourself. You need to go to YouTube, look up Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, because that's who you need to be speaking to, the man or the woman in the mirror. Amen. And quit judging me and everybody else around you. Hallelujah. And take a look at what you're doing and see if you're not leading somebody astray, because everybody that you lead astray is not necessarily somebody you are interacting with on a regular basis. This might be somebody at your job watching you from afar. Hallelujah. This might be somebody at your church watching you from afar. Hallelujah. Somebody aspiring to be like you, and you don't even know it. And they seeing you creeping, hallelujah, at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. And they see you doing stuff that you ain't supposed to be doing as a man or woman of God. They see you cussing people out in the parking lot. Amen. They see you catching an attitude, hallelujah, and doing this, that, and the other. And you are inadvertently and probably unconsciously leading them astray with your own action. That's why the Bible says it's because of you. Hallelujah. The name of God is the Father in the eyes of the Gentiles, because you are representing God, but you are acting like a child in Christ. Praise God. Passing offense, they hit me, I hit them back. That's childish. That's what they do on the playground. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said, take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. What is he saying? If you got a problem with somebody, you need to tell them you got a problem with. That's the first step. Hallelujah. And conflict resolution. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we're talking about forgiveness. Hallelujah. But I guess the technical term would be conflict resolution. If you want to resolve a conflict with your brother, he says the first step you got to do is you got to rebuke him. Now, rebuke him don't mean you walk up to him and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave, Satan. Hallelujah. No, the word rebuke, we use the word rebuke when we're talking about the devil, but the word rebuke simply means I got a problem with you, and I need to let you know I got a problem with you. It's something you did. Hallelujah, amen, that offended me. Praise God. So I'm bringing that offense to you, and I want you to know that when you stepped on my toe, it hurt. When you said what you said, it hurt my feelings. Hallelujah. When you did what you did, it was out of your character. I was confused. I didn't understand. See, what most of us do, amen, is we get offended, and we don't tell the person who offended us that they offended us. Hallelujah. What we might do is go tell somebody else. We might go gossip. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know you don't do that. I know you don't go gossip to people about other people. I know you. You handle your conflicts right then and there. You pick up the phone. Hallelujah. You FaceTime them. You tell them, look, I got a problem with this, that, and the other. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because that's what the word commanded you to do. Hallelujah. So that's what you do. And then it says if he repent, if he changes his mind about what he did. Hallelujah. She said, you know what? I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I shouldn't have did that. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, then you are to forgive them. Hallelujah. Forgive them. He didn't say, amen, you know, hang it over their head. Praise God. He didn't say, amen, forgive them, amen, until you get mad at them again and then you want to bring up what they did in the past. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, forgiveness is forgiveness. When God forgives, he says, I take your sins and cast them into a sea of forgiveness never to be remembered again. He says, I take your sins and I separate them from you as far as the east is from the west. He says, I take your sins and I put them behind me. And God don't never look back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if we want to be like God, which we aspire to be, we all want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. About 15 years ago, he was all walking around talking about WWJD. What would Jesus do? Jesus would forgive and forget. Hallelujah. He would move on. Praise God. Like he's telling us to do if they repent. Forgive them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he says, if he trespass against thee seven times a day, and seven times turn again, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, hallelujah. He said, if it happens seven times a day, If they mess over you seven times a day and you rebuke them seven times a day and they ask for forgiveness seven times a day, you're supposed to forgive them seven times a day. One scripture says seven times 70. Hallelujah, times a day. Praise God. Now this it was peculiar to me when I first read it. Amen. Because Jesus was just talking. If you go to the chapter behind this, hallelujah, Jesus had been talking since the 15th verse of the last chapter 16, from 15 all the way to verse 31, and then from 1 all the way to verse 4, Jesus is talking with no interruptions until the disciples hear that they have to forgive somebody seven times a day. Hallelujah. Amen. I know y'all saved, and y'all probably don't have this problem, or y'all don't want to admit you have this problem, but all of us ain't good at forgiving people. Hallelujah. Some of us are still holding stuff over people's heads. Amen. That happened to us as children. Some of us are still mad at that dude. Amen. That stole your girl at the prom. And you 45 years old. Some of us are still holding grudges, praise God, for stuff that happened way back. People dead. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord said people dead and you still mad. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we have a problem with, forgiving somebody. Now, the thing about it is, watch this. The thing about it is, we want to be forgiven, though. If I do something to you, I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to understand what my state of mind was. I want you to understand what I was going through at the time. I want you to understand why I did it. I want to apologize to people who feel about it. And I expect you to understand what I'm saying and forgive me, but when it becomes the shoe is on the other foot. Hallelujah. When it's the other person, we don't want to forgive that other person as fast as we want forgiveness. Hallelujah. So as soon as Jesus say we got to forgive somebody seven times a day, the disciples interject. They raise their hand. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I got something to say about this, Jesus. It says in verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people come down on the disciples, the apostles, for saying what they said. But watch this. Some of us don't want to admit, I don't think I got enough faith to do that. I just don't. Now, we got some people that's bold. They'll tell you. I don't know if I could turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. I don't know if I could forgive them seven times seven a day. Some of us, amen, sitting there lying, shaking our head, talking about amen, when we know we feel like they feel like, I don't know if I can do that. Hallelujah. Forgive you seven times a day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I still ain't forgave my mama for when she left me at the supermarket that time. Praise God, but I'm expected to forgive you seven times a day. I need some more faith to do that. Hallelujah. I need some more faith to do that. Hallelujah. But watch this. In verse 6, it says, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, hallelujah, a grain of mustard seed, hallelujah, you could say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this is when Jesus started talking. Amen. And he started saying something. The disciples didn't always have the courage to ask him, Lord, what are you talking about? You kind of lost me. Praise God. You mean to tell me if I speak to this tree is going to come up off the ground and it's going to jump into the ocean if I tell it to, according to my faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's not really talking about a tree. Let me tell you what the tree represents. The tree represents unforgiveness. Hallelujah. And he used a sycamore tree because a sycamore tree is a tree that was used back in those days, amen, to build caskets. It was a profitable business to have it would be called a forest today, but it would be a sycamore tree farm, so to speak. Hallelujah, because what happens with the sycamore tree is when you cut it down, it grows back. Hallelujah. So what people would do would have a sycamore tree farm, amen, and what they would do is cut the trees down and grow them back up. Hallelujah. And they would sell them, and they would sell it to the mortician, to the funeral home, and the funeral home would take this wood trunk, this sycamore tree, and they would turn it into caskets. Hallelujah. Amen. So in order to get rid of the sycamore tree, you would have to literally dig it up by the roots in order for it not to grow back. The sycamore tree is representing your unforgiveness. See, what you do on Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, hallelujah, you know when the family reunion happens. Amen. Praise God. When you go to drop some kids off or pick some kids up from your ex, when you go to your job for them 4, 5 hours, 12 hours a day, what you do is you cut the tree down. Hallelujah. So that it won't produce. Praise God. In other words, ain't going to be no leaves. Ain't going to be no fruit being buried on the tree. In other words, you ain't going to get mad. You ain't going to cuss them out. Hallelujah. You ain't going to look at them sideways because I cut the tree down. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the problem is you cut the tree down, but you didn't dig it up by the root. So what happens is, amen, when you clock out and leave that job, the tree grows back, and you go home and you tell your wife or you tell your husband so-and-so, they almost got it today. I went in this morning with my tree cut all the way down, and by 5 o'clock, amen, I had leaves about to grow on my tree. Praise God. If I wouldn't have clocked out when I clocked out, hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody was going to pay today. Hallelujah. Praise God. But luckily, amen, I clocked out when I clocked out. Now what you do, you go back the next day and cut down your tree before you go into work. And by 5 o'clock, it's been grew back. If you stay up, don't mess around and work no overtime. Hallelujah. Mess around and produce some fruit on that tree. Amen. You might not have a job tomorrow because you done cussed your boss out. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And when you allow, amen, that tree to grow, what you do is bury yourself. Remember I said the tree was used to make caskets. Hallelujah. You bury yourself in your own unforgiveness. Hallelujah. When God said if you had the faith of the grain, the size of a grain of mustard seed, one of the smallest seeds in the world, but that small mustard seed, amen, can grow into a big oak tree. Hallelujah. If you plant it, hallelujah, and water it and nurture it, hallelujah, praise God. You got to plant your faith. You got to water your faith. You got to nurture your faith. You got to believe. Hallelujah, praise God. Watch this, hallelujah. We're getting ready to get up out of here, but watch this. Amen. Verse 7 says, but which of you having a servant? Now, look, let me break it down like this. Hallelujeah. Amen. Now, God said, I've already told you. Amen. What you got to do to get this accomplished? If you have faith, hallelujah, just a little bit of faith. He didn't even say you needed a lot of faith. He didn't say you needed a lot of faith. He didn't say you needed a bulldozer full of faith. Praise God. He said, if you have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, hallelujah, you can forgive that person that molested you. Hallelujah, as a child, you can forgive that first husband that beat you. Hallelujah, you can forgive that bully that picked on you in school. You can forgive that person at your job that won't leave you alone. You can forgive that person that spread all those rumors about you and defiled your name. You can forgive them if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed. You can forgive your brother. Hallelujah, for what he did to you as a child. You can forgive your sister, hallelujah, for what she did. You can forgive your mother and your father, hallelujah, for how they raised you if you have the faith, the size. Oh, hallelujah, if you believed. Oh, hallelujah, but watch this. Some of them feel like, I don't know, and I just can't do it. Praise God, Elder. I hear what you're saying. If I had the faith, maybe I got it, maybe I don't, but I just can't do it. God said it ain't good enough. Damn, I just can't do it. Praise God. God said it ain't good enough. Look what he said. He said, but which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, when you got a servant out there working for you, the servant working for you. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to tell a servant you need to come sit down and eat. Hallelujah. But in verse 8, he said, or will not rather say unto him, make me ready wherewith I may sup and grit thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou can eat and drink. In other words, I'm the master, I'm the boss. You are to serve me first. Once I am served, hallelujah, once you are done serving me, then you can serve yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, I don't know. See, there Jesus go again. He just starts out. I don't know what he's talking about. Hallelujah, praise God. Watch this. He said, verse 9, don't he think that the servant, because he did things that were commanded him. Praise God. He said, he did things that were commanded him. After all that. So likewise, hallelujah. He said, I'm doing a comparison. Okay, let me break it down to you. When you go to your job, hallelujah, you clock in, your manager tells you what to do. Hallelujah, praise God. And your work don't stop until you clock out. Hallelujah, praise God. And while you on the clock, amen, whatever you are told to do, you are supposed to do it. Whether you watch this, feel like doing it or not. Hallelujah, praise God. So in verse 10, he says, so likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. Oh, see, wait, I got to stop. Y'all say stop. Unprofitable servants. See, you thought all that work you was doing, all that preaching you was doing, all that ushering, all that singing, hallelujah, all that witnessing, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. What about all that philanthropy, all that money you done gave away? You thought all them tithes and offering you done put in church. But what did he say? He said you are unprofitable servants. Hallelujah. You work for me. You ain't turning no profit. You see, God sometimes gotta break down our ego and humble us again. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. See, he say some of us need to be humble again because you ain't got a little big headed. You done got a couple of people coming into the congregation. Your offering going up a little bit. You done got a couple of likes on Facebook, and now you just think, hallelujah, you are all that. God say, I don't care how much work you done, your righteousness is like filthy rags to me. You are an unprofitable servant. He say, you just like the dude that go out and plow and feed the cattle and then come in and feed the boss. Hallelujah, praise God. It says, so likewise you shall have done all these things commanded to you. Hallelujah, say, we are unprofitable servants. And we have done which is our duty to do. Oh, my God. See, the Lord says some of us thought forgiving somebody was extra credit. because I forgave you, God's going to bless me more than he would have if I wouldn't have forgave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like, I'm going to get an extra bonus. Let me tell you, I'm a manager at KFC, and I count the inventory. I do the food order. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I do it, they don't give me nothing extra for doing it. Hallelujah, because that's my job. Hallelujah. I can't say, well, I did the food order today. Praise God. Can I get a bonus? Praise God for doing what you told me to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said you are unprofitable servant. I mean, that's how you are, as a profitable servant. I know you thought, my God, hallelujah, you are more than what you are. Hallelujah, praise God, that you have a right. Let me tell you why he's saying this, because you thought you had a right to tell God, I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. Do you know what he did to me when I was a little girl? I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. Do you know what they did to me when I was a little boy? I'm not going to do it. Do you know how many times that man hit me because I didn't trample his edge right? And you want me to think, I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. God say, this ain't up for discussion. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Amen. I can't do the toilets. I get nauseous. That's what I pay you to do. Praise God. I don't do windows. I don't want to break my nails. That's not my problem, ma'am. I need you to get out there and do those windows. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't making me no money. You making yourself money right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't profiting me none. I got to pay you. Hallelujah. You ain't profiting me none. I'm paying you. Hallelujah. Money coming out of my pocket going into your pocket, and I want a bang for my buck. Hallelujah. So when it comes to forgiveness, it's not an option. When it comes to forgiveness, it's not about how I feel about the situation. It's not about the seriousness, how serious it felt to me. Hallelujah. It's about the obligation that God said, this is what you are commanded to do. Hallelujah. This ain't, forgiveness is the only thing. Hallelujah. It's the only sin that I done read. Now, some people say suicide. I'm not going to negotiate that or negate that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'm not going to test that to find out if I shoot myself, if I'm going to go to heaven or hell. That's not, the Bible says it very clearly, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, and I won't. Hallelujah. But the Bible clearly tells me problems. Unforgiveness, amen, can exclude me from what God has for me. Because I want to hold unforgiveness. See, some of y'all wondering why your marriage ain't prospering, because one of y'all got some unforgiveness towards the other one. Hallelujah. You wonder why your kids ain't doing better, because somebody got some unforgiveness somewhere. Praise God, amen. And it's not going to get better until you do, amen, forgive them. Praise God, hallelujah, because what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do at work? Hallelujah, you get sent home early, amen, you get demoted, you get rolled up, and then eventually you get fired. That's the seriousness of forgiveness. Hallelujah, unforgiveness, there was a tale of a servant. The Bible says the servant went to the master, he owed the master something like $20,000, cold hard cash, didn't have a way to pay it at all. Hallelujah. And the king told him, he said, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to garnish everything you got. I'm taking your wife. I'm taking your kids. I'm taking your car. I'm taking your clothes. I'm taking your house. I'm taking the dog and the goldfish. And I'm taking everything until you can pay me back everything you owe me in full. Praise God. In the parable, Jesus said that the servant, all the servants said, this is all the servant. He didn't beg, he didn't plead, he didn't cry, he didn't whine. All he said was, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise God. And the Bible says that the king had mercy on the servant and forgave him of his debt. Hallelujah. But then the Bible says that very same servant that just got forgiven for a $20,000 debt, now he bumps into another servant, a fellow servant on the same level as he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. This guy isn't even a subordinate to him. Subordinate meaning he doesn't outrank this guy. Hallelujah. They on the same level. Amen. And he said, hey, man, you owe me, what my $50? You owe me $50? And I want my money. And he said, well, I ain't got it right now. Have mercy on me. But the Bible says that the servant that got forgiven for the $20,000 debt put hands on the man that had a $50 debt. Hallelujah. Laid him out and beat him down. And the Bible says that another servant witnessed this altercation, and he went back and told the king, that servant who just forgave that $50,000 debt, he out there clowning, he out there putting hands on people over some chump change. Praise God. And the Bible says that the king summoned the servant, and he told him, since you want to be like that, hallelujah, the same mercy, the same grace, the same forgiveness that I just gave you, I'm going to take it away from you. And now you should be thrown out there in that wilderness where there's gnashing of teeth and a lot of whining and a lot of crying and a lot of pain and anguish. Praise God, because you chose not to forgive. The Lord says forgiveness is a choice. It's simply a choice. You can either choose to forgive. If I choose to forgive, that means every time I want to bring it up, I don't. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That don't mean we got to talk about it every time. Well, you remember what you did, when you did what you did. No, that don't mean, if you forgave me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God said, I don't bring nothing up to nobody what they done did. I done forgot about it. When people telling me about something, you got to refresh my memory because I forgot about that. I threw that in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. I'm God. I made a choice to forget. If I can make a choice to forget and I made you in my image, hallelujah, that means you can make the same choice to forget what that person did. Praise God, hallelujah. But the problem is, amen, you don't want to forgive that person. Hallelujah, you are refusing to forgive that person. You think you can't. All you got to do is what? Make a decision. Make a decision. Hallelujah. I was watching T.D. Jakes one day, and T.D. Jakes was saying when he moved, when something was going on back home, hallelujah, where he's from in Virginia, something happened, and he looked at his sister and said, I ain't going to be broke no more. He made a decision. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I know women that were in abusive relationships, but when they decided to get out, they made a decision. I know people that were stone cold adulterers and adulteresses. If I'm saying that right. Hallelujah. Thieves, liars. Praise God. Amen. Can I testify? I'm one of them. Amen. That ain't who they used to be because they made a decision not to. Hallelujah. If you really think about everything that happened in your life that went wrong, it was because of a decision that you made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we turn it around, we flip it. Be weary of those that come to you complaining about everybody in their life. Hallelujah. Everybody turned their back on me. Everybody then lied on me. Everybody's judging me. Everybody? And you ain't doing nothing to bring this on yourself. Hallelujah. You ain't done nothing to bring this on yourself. But if I were to talk, hallelujah, to your friends, hallelujah, that you're talking about, they'll tell me a different story. See, it's three sides. People say it's two. But it's three sides to every story. It's your story, hallelujah, it's their story, and it's what really happened. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. She wasn't supportive of me. That's his story. Hallelujah, praise God. He didn't have no ambition. That's her story. Praise God. What's the real story? He didn't have a job. That's what they saying. She wasn't supporting me. He wasn't ambitious. All she's saying is he ain't have no money. Hallelujah. He's saying she ain't helped me get no money. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's they side, and we're really going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. As I get ready to close this message on today, amen, the Lord wants you to know that forgiveness is not an option in this walk. You can't say you walk in with Christ and you still mad at me about something. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't get up there and preach that gospel. And you can't get up and we're talking about serving the Lord with gladness earlier. You can't serve the Lord with gladness and then come home and be ugly to your wife. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi, God say, I see that. You preach, you're coming to church, you're acting all nice like everything's all good, and you're going home, going off on your spouse. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God said. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said in Malachi. He said, I see what y'all doing. Don't think I don't see it. Hallelujah. Don't think I'm not attentive to what's going on. He told Habakkuk, if I were to tell you what's really going on, Habakkuk had a complaint about what was going on. Hallelujah. But he told Habakkuk, if I were to tell you what was really going on, hallelujah, you wouldn't even believe. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't think we're ready to know what's really, really, really going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You think, amen, you forgiven them for one thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord says so much more. Amen. Praise God that he didn't even reveal to you because he knew. The Bible says, I know the way you constructed, and I will never allow you to be tempted above thy measure. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I know how far you can go. Hallelujah. The song say, he'll never put more on you than you can bear. So whatever you face with that requires you signing away your forgiveness, saying, I forgive you for whatever you did to me. Praise God. God say it was already predetermined that this was something you can handle. Hallelujah. Remember Job? I'm trying to call for listen to this. Remember Job? Hallelujah. Amen. That the Bible says that he lost everything. He lost his wife. She didn't die. She just turned her back on him. Said, you ought to curse God and die. I don't know where she went after that. Hallelujah. All his kids dead. Lost his whole business. Praise God. Then he got sores and got sick. And then all his friends come ridiculing him. Do you not know God already knew that Job was constructed to withstand that kind of attack from the enemy? Hallelujah. God wouldn't allow you to go through an attack if you were not able to withstand that attack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever you, God wouldn't allow you to go through something that you would not be able to forgive somebody for. Hallelujah. All you have to do on tonight, amen, is make that decision. Hallelujah. I'm going to forgive them. Hallelujah. Not just forgive, but forget. Because we got that, you know. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord said, you know, we got that saying. Amen. I can forgive. I just can't forget. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you were to tell the truth, you can't. You ever broke up with somebody? Amen. And then you see them years later. And when you see them, all you can think about was how good they look right now and what kind of conversation they got right now. And you can remember y'all were together. And you can remember y'all broke up. But you can't remember for the life of you. Why? Hallelujah. Now, at the time, it was devastating. Hallelujah. Praise God. At the time, it was something serious. Amen. At the time, it was something that was unforgivable and unforgettable. You probably talked about it for a year or two, but now, hallelujah, then it came back around some years later, you don't forgot. You almost have to be reminded. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have to be reminded, hallelujah, of what that person did. And then you would, oh, now I remember why I broke up with you, but you forgot. Hallelujah, amen. So the Lord say, don't say you can't forget. Hallelujah, amen. We need to get those worldly sayings out of our head. What they say in the world don't belong in the church. Hallelujah. A leper can change his spots. I know that's it. A leper in real life can't change his spots. But God say, if he's saved, Hallelujah, it shall be so. Praise God, old dogs can learn new tricks. Hallelujah, cheaters ain't always cheaters, and if you lie, you'll steal. If you steal, you'll kill. No, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. In Christ, we are new creation. Hallelujah, in Christ, we are not what we used to be. Hallelujah, in Christ, I used to be one thing, but now I am another. Hallelujah, because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. And since that blood falls on me, and God has forgiven me for all of my sins and all of my transgressions, hallelujah, praise God. Why, amen, cannot we forgive others? Hallelujah. Why can't we forgive others, amen, when God has forgiven us? Watch this, and I know I said it, but I'm really going to close with this point. Watch this. I used to think, amen, that if I lied to you, or hallelujah, I cheated on you, or I stole something from you, I was doing that to you. Praise God. That was my mindset. That was my belief. Hallelujah. See, the ministry is all about repentance. It's all about changing your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So I had to change my mind that if I was to cheat on my wife, I'm not cheating on my wife. I'm cheating on God. Hallelujah. If I was to lie, amen, to my friends, I'm not lying to my friends. I'm lying to God. He says, whatever you do to them, you have done to me. He says, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was homeless, you didn't give me no shelter. When I was in prison, you didn't come visit me. And they say, Lord, when did we do this to you? I just let you sleep on my couch till the night, Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about. Praise God. He said, when you did it to your brother, hallelujah, your sisters, amen, your friends, the people you don't know that you pass up, they only asking you for a dollar. So what if they was going to buy a beer? If you was in that situation, you want a beer too. Praise God, hallelujah. But you just passed them up and kept walking. As God said, when you pass them up, you pass me up. Hallelujah. So likewise, when I sin against you, I'm not sinning against you. I'm sinning against God. See, once I was able to move people out of the way, it made it a whole lot harder for me to get vengeance on you because God ain't doing nothing but nice to me. Hallelujah. God ain't do nothing but love me. He didn't do nothing but come down here and die for my sins and went through a painful and horrible death for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I was even born, he did this for me. And you mean to tell me I got the nerve to do something to him? Hallelujah. You got the nerve. You think you cheating on your husband. No, you cheating on God. You think you lying to your wife. No, you lying to God. Hallelujah. So every time you lied, cheated, stole, did whatever you done in the past, hallelujah, I'm here to change your mind about who you were doing it to. You wasn't doing it to people. You were doing it to God. And but what God do? He forgave you for it. Hallelujah. He forgave you for it and forgot about it. I'm not even going to bring it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David can cry out right now. I don't know what David's talking about. Hallelujah. I don't know nothing about Uriah the Hittite. I don't know nothing about Bathsheba. I done forgave before. I don't remember it. Hallelujah. Micah might remember it. Hallelujah. But God say, I don't remember it. Your wife might remember it. Your husband might remember it. Praise God. You might see that mark. Somebody, they may look in the mirror and see that mark on their face where you went upside their head and it jogs their memory. But guess what? God don't know what you talk about. I done forgave you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just like God has forgiven you, then watch this. Watch this. We got to flip it. Because so that means when they did whatever they did to you, they wasn't doing it to you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They wasn't doing it to you. They were doing it to God. And guess what? God has already forgiven them if they repented for what they did to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the only one in the equation holding the unforgiveness is you. Hallelujah. The only one at risk of going to hell is you. Praise God. Is you. Praise God. Because you want to hold unforgiveness in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are condemning yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. For something somebody else did, not to you. Hallelujah. You took the pain. You took the brunt of the pain, but we wasn't doing it to you. Hallelujah. They're doing it to God. And God says, vengeance is mine. This is why he said, don't be scared of those that can kill the body. You scared of your wife because she can kill you in your sleep or something. She can put the tires on flat and bust the windows out the car and sing the song while she's doing it. I bust the windows. You scared of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of what you're doing, what you think you're doing to her. But really what you're doing is to him. And he'll do more than just bust the windows out your car. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got to be able to forgive, and we got to be able to forget. We got to be able to make that choice and make that decision and say, no, I'm not going to let you, hallelujah, amen, or what you did to me, what you did to God through me, I'm not going to let that cost me my salvation. I'm not going to let it cost me my deliverance. I'm not going to let it cost me advancement. I'm not going to make me depressed. Hallelujah on today. I'm not going to let it drag me down. I'm not going to let it make me stagnant. Hallelujah. And stay in this place. Amen. I'm going to forgive you because, number one, you're not going to have that much power over my life. That the reason I'm in this situation is because of you. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to move on because my deliverance, my salvation, and most importantly, my peace of mind, praise God, is more important, hallelujah, than getting vengeance on you or holding unforgiveness in my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we close this message on tonight, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Forgiveness is a requirement. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get no extra credit for it. Hallelujah, amen. You're not going to get a bonus for it. Praise God, hallelujah, because it was something that you are supposed to do. And if you love God and you love what he did for you, he said it before, he said, if you love me. And see, it ain't got nothing to do with your wife. It ain't got nothing to do with your husband or your kids or your friends, your enemies. It got everything to do with God. If you love me, he said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I'm commanding you, amen, to forgive. Forgive. I'm giving you grace. Hallelujah. You need to pass that grace along. Grace is the gift that keeps on giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord. We ask that this word resonate in our hearts, our minds. And in our souls, Lord, help us to see that forgiveness is divine, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, we thank you for this word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And help us to practice this forgiveness in our everyday life, Lord. Somebody out there, hallelujah, is holding a grudge in their heart right now. Hallelujah, amen. And I bind and rebuke the enemy that's trying to work on their mind right now. Hallelujah, I bind it and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, what does the word say? Hallelujah, not how you feel. Hallelujah, not how we feel. But what does your word say? Hallelujah, if they repent, forgive them, Lord. Help us to walk in that. Help us, amen, on a day-to-day basis. Forgive that person at the job. Help us forgive these people we live with and the people we go to church with. Hallelujah, praise God. Help us to forgive them, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, huh? Hallelujah, for everything you're doing in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for his word on forgiveness on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Somebody out there, expect a phone call. I don't know who you are. Expect somebody to call you tonight. Amen, praise God. And when they call you, you just tell them, I forgive you. Hallelujah, praise God. Tell them, I forgive you, hallelujah. Amen, you ain't even going to be expecting them to call you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Praise God, but you're not even going to be expecting them to call you tonight. But when they call you, hallelujah. Some of y'all trying to figure out who it is now. Hallelujah, amen. If somebody you got unforgiveness for that you ain't going to remember until you hear that, sound of their voice, or you see that name on that caller ID, praise God. But forgive them all tonight. Let it go. Hallelujah. And let God. Hallelujah. Just like he forgave you, forgave them. I want to open up the phone lines. Amen. Those of you out there watching on Facebook, those of you watching on Instagram, and those of you watching on YouTube, you can call it that number right there on your screen, 516-666-9967. Praise God. You can call in before we close the broadcast. If you don't want to call in, please feel free, amen, to leave your prayer requests, praise God, and your testimonies in the comment box. Praise God, and we will put those on the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. As always, we're going to keep Latoya Hobson in prayer. We keep praying for her release. She's been in jail over 30 years, praise God, but we believe God, hallelujah. We don't care how long it's been, praise God. The Bible says write the vision down, and though it tarry, wait on it. Tarry means it's going to take a while. Oh, hallelujah, but if you wait on it, hallelujah, it will not tarry. It's going to take a while, but when it happens, it ain't going to even seem like it was that long. Hallelujah, praise God, because it will come to pass at the appointed time. Praise God. I'm going to open up the phone lines at this time. If there's one on the phone lines and have a testimony or prayer request, we invite you to speak at this time. Once again, those of you watching online, the number is 516-666-9967. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God.
Well, thank God for his forgiveness. Thank God for the blood that was shed for us. And thank God he forgave me and I have forgiven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Senior Pastor, Care Church Incorporated. We thank God for him on tonight. And while he's on the line, I just want to give a shameless plug to everybody out there. Don't. Amen. If you want to come worship with us on a Sunday morning, amen, we invite you to 2501 Centennial Drive. Praise God. Arlington, Texas. We invite you to come out, worship with us. Amen. Praise God. Come on next Sunday. Amen. Praise God. That's our family and friends day. We invite you to come out, chill with us, hear the word of God, fellowship with us. Amen. And have a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to come out. 11 o'clock is when we start our morning service. Hallelujah. We start our Sunday school by 9:30. We got some prayer and some worship mixed up in there. So we invite you to come out and fellowship with us. We're going to request on the line on tonight. Praise God. Any more testimonies or prayer requests on the line on tonight? Well, praise God. Praise God. We just want to thank God once again. Hallelujah. For everything he has done for us on today. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah, that he has delivered to us on today. What a word about forgiveness. Praise God. We got to get that unforgiveness out of our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to get it out of our hearts. Amen. Praise God. God can't do nothing with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we just thank God for his word on today. We thank God for everybody who called in on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody that's on the phone lines, everybody watching, hallelujah, on Facebook, everybody watching on the Anointed Truth page. We thank God for y'all on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. I know I have. I don't know about you. Praise God. Amen. The word is food to the soul. Praise God on tonight. Amen. So I just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord once again. We want to invite you back on Thursday night. Thursday night, the phone lines will be open again on Blog Talk Radio. We are live right now on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to all our listeners on Blog Talk. Praise God. So we invite you to come back Thursday night. Amen. Praise God. 9 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. Amen. And have a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. By the end, you should know who's going to win Thursday night. You should know who's going to win the football game by that time. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't turn it off. It should be about the fourth quarter. You cut it off. Hallelujah, praise God, and get in with the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Are we ready yet? You can put us on your phone, or put us on the phone line. You can put us on Facebook, praise God, hallelujah. You can mute the TV. Amen, praise God, and hear the word of God, amen. Praise God, the Bible said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if we only eating on Sunday, hallelujah, the word of God, if we only getting the word of God on Sunday, that means during the week we anorexic. Hallelujah, we malnutritioned. Hallelujah, malnourished, let me say it correctly. Hallelujah, for my sedated people, we are malnourished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we need a daily helping of the word of God. We eat three meals a day. Some of us eat five or six. Praise God. Amen. So we need to eat some of the word of God on a daily basis. Praise God. Amen. Because that one meal a week ain't getting it. Hallelujah. So once again, we thank God for each and every one of you all tonight. Amen. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. We getting ready to close out on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you on tonight. Praise God. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. We ask, Lord, that as we leave the line, but never from your presence, amen, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, praise God. We love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Wait a minute. Don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody, y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide, live and uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Here we go. I don't think they ready though. It's like, what? You wanna do right, but things keep going wrong.
Uh-huh.
Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long.
What?
To all your worries and your problems, they all will be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord will do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived, and died, and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up, and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the Spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life.
Ain't nobody ever loved me like you do.
ever care for me like you. I just wanna tell you that I love you. When I feel the spirit on me, I can't help but praise him. Jesus, you're always on time. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about.
I be praising Jesus on a daily.
I do.
I preach the word and you ain't gotta pay me. I'm not the type to do it for the money.
Why you doing
it? I love him cause he first loved me. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
What he do?
Down the road to Calvary he went. They hung him on the cross and then for me he died. But 3 days later he was back alive.
Let's go.
So when I wake up I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. My enemies are at my table with me.
Yeah, I see.
I'm wondering who my Judas could be.
Who is?
I'm knowing that this world is out to get me.
Paranoid.
But I'm gonna have to let the Spirit lead me. The words say His grace is sufficient. His name is worthy, so I lift it. You seated on the right hand of the Father. And you always answer when I call ya. So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. Glory to God, glory to God. For Jesus Christ, does he give his life? I'm sending praises to God.
Praises to God.
Praises to God,
praises to God.
For Jesus Christ, does he give his life? So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah.
Forgot about it, huh?
Well, yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm
still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king and get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall. It's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame, but no one day we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody
forgot about me. Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out their mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody
Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord another hand of praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank God. You know, when we talk about sowing and reaping,